Question number 3 from Andrew. Subject, harassment. Similar question. When a person is harassed by, quote, authorities, unquote, and, quote, devotees, unquote, authorities and devotees, participant in harassment, staying away from association due to this causes further distress to an aspiring bhakta. Please, how to resolve this predicament? Thank you. Yeah. It is a problem, unfortunately, that within our movement, in some places, in the movement, the spirit of compassion to newly coming people is not very strong, and people coming in are not treated in a manner in which they can advance their Krishna consciousness. Anyway, I spoke about these things so many times. These are perennial problems. They come again and again. Someone gets in a position, they think that anyone's advancement comes from surrendering to me. Actually, it's surrender to Krishna by which we advance. But someone thinks, I'm the representative of Krishna, so everyone should just surrender to me, and I have to give them all kinds of tests to make sure they're surrendered. So, forgetting that we are supposed to be the servant of Krishna. So this, or sometimes also we find that in marriage, the man thinks that, well, the wife just has to submit to me in all respects. And without his side, he's supposed to be a responsible husband. They don't see that, or consider that the wife isn't like a totally pure devotee who's ready to fully surrender at the lotus feet of her husband. So you can't force that, as Prabhupada always said. Devotional service is voluntary. We have to bring that out in people. It can't be by people may accept the discipline, but that in Krishna consciousness, people have to choose to accept the discipline. It can't be forced. There is discipline. I'm not saying there's no discipline, but people have to choose to accept that if they trust that the person is who is. Meeting out the discipline or disciplining others is someone who they trust, who is who has their best interest at heart. So it's said that, well, respect is, it cannot be demanded. It cannot be demanded. It can be commanded. That means that if people will naturally respect you, but you can't demand it. So. Unfortunately, that is an ongoing syndrome in some places in our movement, that in the name of preaching, or actually squashing people by reading the books of Srila Prabhupada, coming and they become interested in Krishna consciousness, and then that interest is just crushed by trying to force people into what the person who considers themselves authority considers is surrender. So that can be a problem. And I'm not saying that all authorities are like that, or that no one authority shouldn't be strong. There's a need for that also. But well, first of all, the person who thinks that they're being mistreated should... It may or may not be true. Just like sometimes devotees complain, I was in the movement for... I was in the temple for 20 years and then they threw me out. But no, it doesn't matter how long one lives in the temple, it's still conditional. You don't earn a right to live in the temple forever. There are still... rules and regulations you have to follow, and one has to basically cooperate with the temple authorities. And you just can't, you don't You just can't do what you like and say what you like at any stage, even if you have been living in the temple for 20 years. So if the attitude changes, or you think that, well, now I'll just do whatever I like and I don't have to come to the temple programs, or you start complaining and campaigning against everyone with no valid cause, then we see that sometimes all the devotees, newer people who are coming, they discourage them from devotional service, and then you can't keep all the devotees like they may be older, but they're a bad influence. So one has to remain on a higher platform. If one's not on a higher platform, if by their consciousness they're pulling others down, then you may have been in the temple 20 years, but now you're not fit to be. And it's so that kind of thing. In other words, not in every case that people complain about authorities and that those who are complaining are automatically correct and that the authorities are automatically wrong. Neither is it correct that the authorities are automatically right. So both things are there. Anyway, if you're having problems, try and find out someone who you can associate with. That's all I can say. If not, read the books and chant Hare Krishna. Pray to Krishna.